End of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, as well as the all-new 107.5 FM, the Jim O.T. Todd and Alex, along with our third wheel, Buttons, on the other side of the glass, ready to entertain you and inform you and do God knows what to you for the next 2 hours. John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, set to join us coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll also get Mac McCausland's thoughts on the shape of Big Ten basketball. Mac joining us every Monday at 5:30. Speaking of Mondays, brought to you today by Randy's Flooring. They've been Eastern Iowa's flooring leader for over 40 years, and you can find out why that's been the case. You can check out one of their two showrooms, one located in Cedar Rapids, the other in Coralville on the Coralville Strip, or shop from the convenience of your home before you go at randysflooring.com. We've got a lot to get to today. We also have for you a $50 gift card to Culver's that we're going to send your way. That's Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse, of course, to help you make your Valentine's Day a little bit easier this week. Valentine's Day coming up on Friday. I don't think we'll be sending any Valentines to Major League Baseball headquarters, and Rob Manfred will get into somewhat of a breaking Major League Baseball story that the New York Post just shared over the course of the next couple hours. But, Alex, we have to start, of course, you're thinking at home, we're going to start with the XFL. No, we've dedicated an entire segment in the 5 o'clock hour to the XFL tonight.
Caw-caw.
Thank you. Battlehawk Nation, 1-0, baby. Feels good. Sometimes you forget what winning feels like until you've watched the St. Louis and Houston or Dallas or whoever the heck they were. Okay, we'll get to the XFL. It's actually the subject of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Did you watch the XFL last week? Yes, and you enjoyed it. Yes, and you don't think you'll be coming back, or no. Those are your options brought to you by our good friends at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot.
There's going to be a fourth option on there, and it just says,
caw-caw. Caw-caw. They've already canned, one of the teams has already canned its defensive coordinator after a week with the unders. If you were at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside and you were playing the unders, as astute gamblers remembered from the debut of the AAF, week one of the AAF, the totals were a lot higher than they turned out to be. A lot of people were gambling that that was going to be the case again with the XFL, and the unders wound up cashing tickets. Again, I don't want to bury the lead here because we've got to start with this. What in the world is Cordell Pemsl thinking? Gets arrested this morning at, let's just call it early in the morning. It's either late Sunday night or it's early Monday morning, technically early Monday morning, driving without a license. And now Fran McCaffrey has quite a conundrum on his hands because Iowa's shorthanded and heading into the most critical stretch of its season. And you can make the argument that Cordell Pemsl hasn't exactly set the world on fire with his play this year, and I'm not going to argue with you
on that. He hasn't.
But when you're shorthanded, you still need every capable body that you have, and Pemsl's one of those capable bodies. And now, this is every coach's nightmare because you got to walk.
They need his minutes.
They need his minutes.
Desperately. They need him on the court. No matter what you think of his play this season, and I'll be the first one to admit that he has not really progressed to the point where they wanted to. I think that his injuries have held him back, and I think that at this point he's kind of running on fumes. But at the same time, he has to play, because they have an 8-man rotation right now, and only a few bodies capable of coming off the bench and giving them good minutes. And now what do you do? There's got to be some sort of punishment, you would think.
He has to punish him.
And he has to miss
and it has to come off as more
miss
than a
games.
Slap on the wrist
yeah.
because you're worried about losing games while he's gone because you don't have anybody else to play. Every coach's nightmare. It's, as Mike Halas said on the gym class, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't want to put words into Mike's mouth, but it's easy to suspend a guy for week one, the first game of the season, when you're playing East Tennessee Technical Institute or whatever. I almost said East Tennessee State, and then I thought, oh, man, Steve Forbes'
yeah,
relatives.
Good.
Steve Forbes'
good
relatives
year.
Are going to be listening, and the next thing you know, the Lone Tree native isn't going to be coming on the show with us anytime soon. It's easy to take the moral high ground when you know you can win a game without somebody. What do you do now that you're in the thick of the Big Ten schedule? And Iowa, by the way, if the season ended today, would be in the fourth spot in the Big Ten tournament. They'd have the double bye, at least that's what 24/7 Sports had earlier today, an article that I was reading online, the ever-popular what if the season ended today that I think they just update on a daily basis at this point. But if the season were to end today, you'd have Maryland, Penn State, Illinois, and Iowa, just as we all predicted, with the coveted double byes at the Big Ten tournament. Rutgers currently holding on to the number 6 seed, almost losing at home
yes.
last night at the Rack to Northwestern. It took overtime for Rutgers, which still has not lost at home this year, to hang on to its tremendous season so far. The Scarlet Knights 8-5, 17-7 overall. Iowa goes to Indiana.
Minnesota and then Indiana.
Minnesota and Indiana.
So Thursday and or no, excuse me, other way around.
Okay, so I was right.
You were right. Indiana on Thursday, Minnesota on Sunday. Two road games, yes. But Todd, I don't know if you've noticed recently, but a lot of these teams in the Big Ten are crumbling. And Indiana's one of them, and so is Michigan State. And I think Minnesota is a winnable game on the road if Iowa is at full strength. Now, it looks like they probably will not be. But everything is right there for the taking, which I think even makes it more of a nightmare for Fran McCaffrey.
Okay. I want to be really clear about this. I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying what Cordell Pemsl did was the end of the world. At least from the police report, it doesn't sound that way. But if you don't have a license because you were operating under the influence, what was it, last September when
September,
this originally
yeah.
occurred, right before the start of the basketball season. If you don't have a license, what in the hell are you doing driving a car? It's on him. At some point in time, it becomes on all of us to take personal responsibility for our behavior. And now you've put your teammates and you've put your head coach in a really difficult spot. And I imagine Cordell Pemsl feels great shame in doing all of this. And again, Fran McCaffrey's in a real tough spot here because driving with a busted taillight isn't the end of the world. But doing so when you don't have a driver's license because you had an OWI in September, and then when the police officer asks you for your identification, your driver's license, you hand them your school ID, which, if I recall correctly, was most often used to charge books. And I don't know, nowadays it probably gets you into buildings and everything. I'm assuming that they have a little better security than they did 20, 25 years ago at the University of Iowa. It's a bad look, and it puts Fran McCaffrey in a really tight spot because this isn't a first-time offense here. This is somebody who's already let the team down, and now he's letting them down at the most critical juncture in the season. And if it's anything, if you skew too light, you're going to get skewered. And if you go too heavy, you're going to have a lot of people out there that are rightfully or not, they're going to be concerned that you're harming the team because you're sending a message.
My guess, he misses this week.
Two games. Would that be enough? 319-366-1600.
I think so.
Keep in mind, of course, that if this were at another school, you'd likely have a different opinion on it. If this happened at, oh, say, Illinois, and Brad Underwood decided he was going to suspend somebody for two games, you'd probably be crowing, I don't know, he should be done for the year. But it's your team. You're probably trying to convince yourself that two games is too strong. Now what does this do? This opens the door, I suppose, for Riley Till to play more meaningful minutes. And again, Pemsel wasn't exactly setting the world on fire, but when your box score night in and night out has eight names in it, and now suddenly for one, two, who knows how many games, it could be seven, or the eighth name is going to be different. It's a bit of a problem. 319-366-1600 is the First Federal Credit Union text line. You can, of course, use that to reach us here in the KGYM studios. You can also pick up the phone and give us a call, because Buttons is looking really lonely on the other side of the glass. Not to push this narrative because it's the week of Valentine's Day or not, but he looks rather forlorn there. When we get 15 minutes into the show and the phone hasn't rang yet, he tends to be a little bothered.
See, the phone's ringing, but the text line is absolutely making me laugh right now. We have everywhere from he should only miss a half, he shouldn't miss any time.
A half. Get out of here.
To he should be suspended for the rest of the year.
The Iowa State fans are chiming in. See,
like,
you've got to find the happy
smokes.
Medium somewhere. Was that
in
Cyclone
the
Tim? I'm
no,
kidding,
no,
of it, course. A
I think,
half.
I think two games.
Get out of here
suffice.
With the half. This is the second time that there's been an issue with this particular player this year. Now, the first one was, on a scale of 1 to 10, the first one's a 10. This one's probably like a 3.5. And it's only a 3.5 because the first one was a 10. And it's only really an issue because of the first offense. Because you don't have a driver's license because of the first offense. But you gotta know that when you're doing something like this, that you're letting your teammates and your coaches and everybody that's had your back since September down. And again, I know where people are coming from on this. It's a victimless crime, driving without a tail. You're getting pulled over for a tail and you don't have a license. The law is the law. Is it not? 366-1600. Iowa, by the way, has yet to put anything out about a possible, and they haven't even addressed it. Normally, you get a statement saying, we are aware of the citation this morning, and Fran McCaffrey and the coaching staff are trying to figure out what to do here. We don't even have that.
That surprised me a little bit.
Which means they are probably really trying to figure out how to do some mental gymnastics here on this one. What do you do? But you've got to send a message. And you've got to play, if you're Fran McCaffrey, you have to play bad cop here. You have to, whether or not you believe it or not, you have to say it. You have to say how extremely disappointed you are.
And I'm sure he will. And we know that there's going to be a punishment because that's how I everything we've seen so far from Fran, that's how he operates. And I know that we talk about it at other schools, and we just saw a coach from the Big Ten realm who didn't necessarily treat his players' infractions off the field with the right amount of gusto, but that's not how Fran has operated in the past, and I don't expect him to this time. And like I said, I think this week this is my guess, Cordell Pimpsel misses this week. Two games, I think that's about the right number, but two really, really important games for the trajectory of Iowa season.
Crucial games. By the way, in reference to the coach that Alex just mentioned, if you have any football coaching on your resume at all, and you're interested in being a Division I head coach in the Big Ten, forward your resume to East Lansing, because they can't find anybody that's interested in taking that job, despite the fact that Mark D'Antonio last week, as he weaseled his way out of town at that news conference before Michigan State's basketball game, said that coaches would be crawling to East Lansing to take that job. Maybe he actually meant that they're not getting there in a hurry because they're taking their time crawling to that job. But they're now at, I believe, six known rejections.
See, that's what I was saying. First of all, I didn't think Luke Fickell was going to leave. Now, at this point, I'm not sure that any college coach is going to leave someone who has a college head coaching job, because you're already too far along. Second of all, wasn't one of the theories that he was, that D'Antonio, the pro D'Antonio folks, that he was paving the way for his friend Luke Fickell to get the job next?
Yeah. He was one of his guys.
Well, interesting, because Luke Fickell wants nothing to do with the job. He said no.
And Matt Campbell and so on down the line, where now one of the Detroit news outlets is speculating that perhaps Jim McElwain at Central Michigan, and Jim McElwain, who piloted Florida to a win over the Hawkeyes in the Outback Bowl several years ago, could possibly be the next name on the list to be a quote-unquote top candidate. How far do you have to go down the list before you just say, well, we'll stick with Mike Tressel? 319-366-1600. Let's go ahead and get to John in Columbus Junction, wants to weigh in on Cordell Pemsel. John, what's on your mind?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Like you said, it's a victimless crime. Unfortunately, you know, he didn't actually think his actions through. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, a game to two games is fair. I think I would put a lot of weight on it. Like, you know, have him go in front of the team and the coach and the administrator, you know, like, just explain himself, you know, and if it's a heartfelt, you know, sincere, you know, give him a game. And if it's just kind of like going through the process, we'll give him two and just remind them that, you know, this has a very big impact on what we're trying to accomplish this season. You know, everyone makes mistakes. I get it. I understand. But I think anything more than two games might be a little harsh. But, you know, I'm not here to judge. But I think a game to two games would be a fair punishment for his actions.
And I think that's I think that's probably where you draw the line here. And the argument or the discussion then is going to be, once a decision is made, is it too harsh? Is it not harsh enough? And we'll have that discussion when the time comes. But two's in the ballpark here. And you go beyond that if and only if maybe you laid down the law in September and said you're on a zero. Speaking of a zero tolerance policy, the biggest story in the Big Ten over the weekend is that Bob Knight showed his face back at Assembly Hall for the first time since he was fired in 2000.
That was an interesting day.
Just a heartwarming.
In Bloomington.
Just a heartwarming story of a man who physically abused students and players for decades and was just a complete general jackass, and now he's back.
But oh, he's back, and they got pummeled.
I do feel bad that he is. I mean, it was very clear in watching and talking with somebody who was there that this is a man who is in physical and mental decline. Yeah. He is nearing the end of his life. I have sympathy for him from that standpoint, and to his family and his son Pat Knight, who talked to the Indy Star about, you don't have to choose between the Knight family and the Indiana family now, because he can wear his Indiana gear again because this reunion finally took place. Good for them from that aspect of it. 319-366-1600. You can continue to weigh in on Cordell Pemsel. The biggest loss, basketball loss, in the state of Iowa. And we'll get to this with John Walters in just a little bit, but Iowa State announcing today Lindell Wigginton is done for the season. He fractured his left wrist in that win over Kansas State on Saturday. This is a 12 to 15 week recovery time, and the expectation among a lot of observers is that Lindell Wigginton was going to be an NBA draft pick this year. He was going to leave school, and perhaps this has been the end of his Iowa State career, but a difficult and trying season for Steve Prohm has become even more difficult and trying.
Brutal. They lost to Florida A&M without Tyrese Halliburton. he was pretty much what they had going into the season, and very few players stepped up around him. And I don't know what the rest of the year is going to look like. I don't know what the over-under is for wins the rest of the season. But if there was any hope at this point that the season wasn't circling the drain for Steve Prohm, that ship has sailed officially.
And meanwhile, you have the little engine that could in Cedar Falls continuing to win games. A very tremendous effort over the weekend coming back from a disappointing first half against Drake. You and I continuing to win games. And it's going to be fascinating to watch the Panthers over this final month of the regular season, because any misstep is likely to haunt them. And now Iowa is also walking a very fine line. And Iowa State, well, Iowa State didn't have much of a line to walk in the first place, but now you lose Lindo Wigginton, and it's kind of like, okay, what do you have to look forward to here over the final weeks of the season? Let's get back to the phone lines, though. 366-1600. We'll go to Todd in Marion, again, weighing in on Cordell Pemsel. Todd, what's on your mind?
Hey, I've got probably a crazy outlook on all this, but I honestly believe he ought to be suspended for the rest of the season.
I don't think that's unfair, necessarily.
Well, and my thinking is he got caught once, but how often has he been driving without his license?
Well, and that we can't speculate on that, but it's just not good. It's not a good position to put your team and your coach and your fans, and again, everybody that's had his back since September. And if this doesn't seal it, I've said all along this year, privately and publicly, I felt Cordell Pemsel was a really good candidate to be a graduate transfer at the end of this season. I think this probably seals his fate with this program. I think it's at the end of the year, maybe you go someplace else and finish out your eligibility. But that's not for me to say. It's speculation on my part, but I think this seems maybe a fresh start someplace else is going to benefit both parties here at this point. But you have to be better than that. You have to know that you're putting everything on the line. And for what? Call someone. Get a ride. Uber. Lyft. Taxi. You don't have a license. Get around.
Yeah,
I've known people.
That's one of the unfortunate parts, other than the selfish nature of driving while intoxicated. When you get caught, it throws a wrench into your life.
Did I say Tyrese Halliburton? Or Lindell Wigginton?
Yeah, it's Tyrese Halliburton. It's Monday.
But that's inexcusable.
That's what happens. You have to find a ride. You can't drive because you don't have a license. And driving puts you at very big risk to further haunt your legal troubles. And that's exactly what's happened here. And on top of that, clearly, it is putting his team in a bad spot now, because, yes, Fran McCaffrey has to put down a punishment. I think the rest of the year is too much. I don't think that that's going to happen. I don't think that is necessarily a punishment that fits the crime. But two games against Minnesota and Indiana, crucial contests against on the road against pretty solid teams that are right behind you in the standings, is what I'm guessing it's going to be, and that's a steep punishment. But Fran McCaffrey has to send a message to a guy that I'm guessing there were. How many discussions do you think there were with him after the OWI and him to trying to get back to good standing with the team? That was not a quick process. If you remember, he missed several games at the beginning of the season. He wasn't in the scrimmage, wasn't with the team. So it was tough for him to get back into good standing, and this is not going to help.
I do apologize for misspeaking, and I don't know where I got where I got my wires crossed on that, but that does make me sound like an idiot who's not becoming of having a two-hour radio program, so I do apologize for all of you who are immensely disappointed in the fact that I would possibly make such an egregious error on the airwaves. Of course, it was Tyrese Halliburton. You can say it's Monday all you want. Now I'm going to go home and stew about this all night long. 319-366-1600. We do have some breaking baseball news to get to, and it's not trade-related, but it's something so bizarre that we'll get to this along with the XFL stuff coming up at 5 o'clock. Mac McCausland is with us at 5:30 as well, and John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, set to join us coming up in just a few minutes. But first, a big board update.
Iowa's reserve power forward Cordell Pimsel was arrested this morning after he was found to be driving with a revoked license. His license was revoked due to an OWI he received back in September. The basketball program has not commented on the situation yet. The Iowa State basketball season looks like it may have just gone from bad to worse. It was announced today that
Halliburton,
during the Cyclones' win over Kansas State on Saturday, Tyrese Halliburton fractured his wrist. The injury will keep him out for the season. Halliburton is expected to be a first-round pick in the upcoming NBA draft, so his Iowa State career looks like it may be over.
What about Wigginton? Is his career over?
No, he's in the G League. The Iowa women picked
up. I
do
know that.
Their 20th win of the season, the Toronto Raptors organization, 20th win of the season yesterday with an 83-71 win in West Lafayette over Purdue. Mackenzie Meyer and Kathleen Doyle both had 22 points, while Monica Sinano had 20 on 10 of 11 shooting. The Hawkeyes moved to 11-2 in the Big Ten, tied for first place with a team they'll play on Thursday, the Maryland Terrapins. Speaking of Iowa women's basketball,
Megan Gustafson,
Hawkeye legend Megan Gustafson, has signed a multi-year deal with the Dallas Wings. Gustafson has had a fantastic season in Hungary, where she is averaging nearly 17 points per game. UNI's A.J. Green was named the MVC Player of the Week for his two performances and wins over Valpo and Drake last week.
Farouk Manesh still there?
Green averaged nearly 27 points per game in those two contests. The honor is his fourth this year.
It's all fun and games until someone decides that you've screwed up majorly. 319-366-1600. Keep that number handy, because coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we mentioned that we've got the $50 gift card to Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse. We're going to give that away in the 5 o'clock hour tonight. A lot more to get to, including, yes, Rob Manfred's carnival of stupidity this offseason apparently knows no bounds, and we will look back on a victorious week one for our beloved St. Louis Battlehawks, as the XFL was greeted with open arms by football fans. The question is whether or not those fans are going to have open arms here in week number two of the league. But when we return, we will hear from the man himself the shocking news that Julius Mikalik is out for the remainder of the season at Iowa State. We'll get John Walters' thoughts on that loss and more when we return after this.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, they understand that Valentine's Day is a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles, check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. at TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
Randy's Flooring is proud to be the only employee-owned flooring store in the state of Iowa. Hi, I'm Randy Ward, and I want you to know that when you visit any Randy's Flooring location, you're talking with an owner, someone who has a vested interest in making sure your project and your experience with Randy's is nothing short of extraordinary. Visit either of our premier locations in Cedar Rapids or Coralville. Randy's Flooring, committed to keeping the local and local flooring experts.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Life gets real when you think about your son or daughter's future. College costs more than it used to, and careers have changed a lot too. So do you want to let your kid graduate with a mountain of debt in a tricky job market? Probably not. Consider a smarter option, Smart 263. Their apprentice program has stellar training, excellent support, and a game plan for a great-paying career without spending a dime on school. Get all the details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Nothing good happens after midnight. And some of you, after listening to that last segment, would say nothing happens between 4 and 6, at least good here on the airwaves in eastern Iowa, and I would tend to agree with you. Welcome back in. It is the home for eastern Iowa's ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and the all-new Jim OT, 107.5 FM. More details on some fresh new programming coming on 107.5 FM we'll have for you here in the days and weeks ahead. Plenty more to get to tonight, including Mac McCausland stopping by to chat some Big Ten hoops with us at 5:30. But right now, we are happy, as always, to welcome the voice of the Cyclones on with us. His appearance brought to you by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship Partner. John Walters with us ahead of the Cyclone Coach's Corner show tonight in Ames. He'll tell us all about that toward the end of the segment. But John, not exactly the greatest news coming out of Ames today with the release that Tyrese Halliburton was essentially trying to play through that broken left wrist on Saturday and is done for the year now.
Yeah. Sometimes life really sucks. And this is one of those days. You feel so bad for him because nobody loves the game of basketball more than Tyrese. In fact, I did a feature on him earlier this year just on that very fact about how much he enjoys playing the game. And you can look at all the stats and the numbers, and he puts up some great numbers. But when you watch him play, the thing that stands out to you is just how much he enjoys playing the game of basketball. And to have that ripped away from you is very hard. But he'll recover from this, and he'll go on and continue with his life. And he should be able to make a full recovery. So, but it really sucks in the present, no doubt, especially for him and for his teammates. You know, I felt like they'd really played good basketball on Saturday night, had a great win. Maybe we're getting things headed in the right direction a little bit, and maybe they still are. But they're certainly going to miss him and his leadership and his ability as well. I mean, obviously he's a great player, very, very talented, but it's all the intangible stuff that he brings to the floor with his personality, his leadership. I mean, he just is such an important piece of the puzzle, and it's just really difficult to not have that available to you the rest of the season.
It's so crazy to see how his game has evolved over the past couple of seasons. What has it been like for you to watch it and cover him the last 2 years?
It's been a joy. I mean, really from the minute he stepped foot on campus. I mean, the guy is I don't know that I've ever been around a player, and I've been around some great players that are great personalities as well. Obviously, the George Niangs and Nazmi Truelongs of the world stand right at the top as far as just totally getting it, you know, the total picture of being a student athlete and enjoying the experience and making the most of your college experience, and but also being a great teammate, all those things that go into that. And that's where Tyrese really has always stood out. And, I mean, even as a freshman last year, even though he was fitting in with some older guys, he fit in so well. They all love him. There isn't a guy on that team that doesn't love Tyrese Haliburton. And so the good news is that part of it will still be around. I mean, he's going to be there. He'll be on the bus. He'll be in the airport. He'll be on the bench helping these guys any way he possibly can. And so I think that will help. But it certainly would help a lot more if he was out on the floor. And yeah, he's developed so much in those areas, but also as a player. I mean, his jump shot has always been good, but he's refined it. He's gotten better at releasing it at a higher point, at least on his two-point shots. He still kind of shoots a set shot from the three, but that's okay because he's 6'5", and he can get it off. But he's a tremendous passer, sees the floor exceptionally well, has improved dramatically as a defender, although he'd probably be the first to admit he still has a ways to go on that end of the floor. I think he's a lot better than he was a year ago at this time. And so he's really improved in every facet of his game. And what's amazing this season is to have him be asked to do more, take on that responsibility, do it, you know, score more points, more assists, more steals, everything. His numbers are up all the way across the board, but the one thing that it didn't affect was his shooting percentages. He's still shooting the ball, you know, better than 50% from the floor, better than 40% from three, better than 80% from the free throw line. So really a complete player and a guy that when you all of a sudden take that out of the lineup, it's certainly going to have an impact.
John Walters, the voice of the Cyclones, with us here on KGYM for a few more minutes on a Monday afternoon. The general consensus, John, is that Tyrese was most likely going to leave for the NBA draft, but does this maybe in your mind open the door for him to at least think about coming back next year?
I don't know if it really changes anything. I never would have ruled out the thought that he could come back next year to begin with, because one thing I do know about Tyrese is that he absolutely loves wearing an Iowa State uniform. He loves the college experience. He loves representing Iowa State. He loves playing the game with his teammates. And I'm not saying that meant he would have been coming back for sure. We don't know. And I don't know how this will change things. He said today it really doesn't change anything. He'll still discuss it with his family and Coach Prohm at the end of the season. Coach Prohm said the same thing. And I'm not really sure that today did change much. But I do believe there's a very big part of Tyrese that would love to come back and play another year at Iowa State, at least one more year. But at the same time, you have to be realistic about it. And you know, if your stock is high enough that you're projected to be a top 5, 6, 7 pick, you very much have to take that seriously as well. So it won't be an easy decision for him. Not certainly as easy a decision as a lot of people would assume, because I think those people don't understand how much this place means to Tyrese. It means a great deal to him.
He's a guy that is going to make a lot of money playing basketball whenever he decides to go there. I think a lot of it is based on potential, a word you hear a lot when you're talking about the NBA draft. How much does it feel like his best basketball still may be ahead of him?
Well, I think it is. I mean, he's still a very young player. I mean, he's just, you know, halfway through his sophomore season. And, you know, he still has a lot of room for growth. But he's come so far in such a short period of time that you just feel like it's going to keep going exponentially forward for him, that he can really be a great player. Now, all that being said, you know, in the NBA, you're surrounded by a lot of great players. And so the great thing about Tyrese is no matter where he goes, no matter what team he ends up with in the NBA eventually, he'll fit right in, because when he's surrounded by great players on the floor, his game will shine even more. And he can do that without having to be a star. And I don't know that he will be necessarily an all-star type player in the NBA, but I think he'll be a very, very important piece of an NBA team going forward. And we'll be very good with that, you know, just accepting whatever you can do to help the team win. That's what he's all about. I mean, the guy's a winner, and he'll have a long, great career once he goes to the league.
Oklahoma next up for Iowa State on Wednesday night, I believe an 8 o'clock tip-off in Norman, 81-68, a Cyclone winner the last time around. But obviously, losing Tyrese Haliburton, this drastically affects what Steve Prohm and the Cyclones can do, does it not?
It does. I thought Tyrese brought up a pretty good point today, though, that, you know, the first time he got hurt and missed the Florida A&M game, the guys found out that day that he wasn't going to be able to play, and there was kind of a shock factor to it, and they didn't really respond great and obviously lost that basketball game and really did show the value of Tyrese Haliburton to this team. But this time they've got a few more days to digest it, adjust, and try to go back out and play the kind of basketball that they did on Saturday night against Kansas State. They played some of the best basketball of the season, especially in that first half. Really impressive. And so, you know, and a lot of guys were contributing. It wasn't just Tyrese, although he was great. Certainly Solomon Young played very well. Rajir Bolton's capable of doing some really good things. Prentice Nixon had one of his best games as a Cyclone the other night. And so there's a lot of guys that will have to step up, and that's part of it. But, you know, there's no reason to toss in the towel on the season. And, you know, a trip to Oklahoma to try to sweep a really good opponent, a team that's considered on the right side of the bubble for the NCAA tournament, would be a great place to start. And obviously back home against Texas, another great opportunity on Saturday. So, you know, there's a lot of good things out there for this team, but it's going to be harder now, no doubt about it. But I think you don't want to just curl up and say, okay, that's it, season over. You want to keep on fighting, and I don't think anybody would want that more than Tyrese would.
For Rajir Bolton, we've seen his aggressiveness throughout the season as he's become more comfortable, kind of go up and up. Do you think that this may be a situation where he may have to guard against maybe trying to do a little bit too much?
Well, I think for him, I think that's a good point. He doesn't have to try to do it all himself. You know, but I think for Rajir, where he's come a long way, he's always been really good at getting to the basket. I think he's been really good at getting there and finishing. And I think in recent weeks, he's gotten a lot better at getting there and then finding his teammates and distributing. And so he's going to be asked to do a lot more of that. And what I really liked from him on Saturday, with a huge exclamation point, was his defense. That was the best on-ball defense I've seen him play all season on Saturday night. And if he can continue to do that, and Prentice Nixon continues to guard the way he was guarding, and, you know, the other guys out there doing their jobs. Michael Jacobson gave great defensive effort the other night. Solomon Young. All those guys are going to have to do all those things if this team's going to have success. I mean, everybody's going to have to give just a little bit more for this team to have some success down the stretch here. But Rajir is one of those guys. He has to do a little bit more, but you're right. He can't try to do it all by himself.
We've talked about Terrence Lewis in the past and the offensive prowess that he brings. The defensive side of the ball sometimes can be a different story. Could this open up some more opportunities consistently for him?
Well, I think it does. I mean, and I don't know who Coach Prohm will start on Wednesday night, if it will be Terrence Lewis or if he'll go with Prentice Nixon. My gut would tell me he'll go with Lewis just because you lose Halliburton's length at 6'5". Lewis can fill that void a little bit better. And if you're playing, you know, Nixon, Bolton, and Trey Jackson, you've got three very small guards there in the backcourt. And teams that have, you know, a taller person at the three can really expose that. And so I think Terrence probably would be the guy, although Coach Prohm hasn't said anything on that topic yet. But no matter what, he's going to get more opportunities. And so is Prentice. All those guys are going to get more opportunities, more minutes. I mean, you're not only talking about taking your best player off the team, you're talking about taking the Big 12 leader in minutes played off the team. He was right around 39 minutes a game in conference games, and all of a sudden those 39 minutes are up for grabs. And so, you know, for Lewis, for Bolton, for a lot of guys, Caleb Grill, Trey Jackson, they're all going to play a lot more minutes now. And so time to step up their games and see what they can do. But yeah, I think Terrence Lewis is a guy. We saw some real good flashes from him, especially the other night, closing the game with two big threes in the final minute or two. That was huge for him. And, you know, he's a guy that's kept the right attitude through thick and thin. He's been ready when his number's been called. You really appreciate that about him.
John, who's coming up on the Coach's Corner show tonight?
Yeah, we've got Chris Williams guest co-hosting tonight, and then we're going to have Coach Fenley and Coach Prohm first, and then Coach Fenley on second. So looking forward to it.
All right. Give my best to Chris. It's been a while since I've checked in with him. John, we'll touch base with you next week.
Yeah, we'll do. Okay, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
John's weekly appearance sponsored by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship Partner, and you can hear the Cyclone Coach's Corner show tonight on 1600 AM coming up at 6:30.
Good news for Iowa State is they have nothing left to lose. They're playing with house money. And I guess if you want to look at it glass half full, that's the way you do it. But not a very positive day if you're an Iowa State fan seeing the best player on the team and a potential lottery pick have to miss the rest of the season on what has been a really rough campaign so far.
I mean, this is no different than having Jordan Bohannon for Iowa on the sidelines in a cheerleading role. I mean, arguably your best player unavailable to you. And I know he was shooting one-handed shots. He was getting one-handed shots up today, according to Randy Peterson of the Des Moines Register. It's just got to absolutely gnaw at him that this is not how his college career was supposed to come to an end. And I would be absolutely shocked if he were not leaving for the NBA. I think that's been the plan all along, but just absolutely, especially given the way that the season has played out for Iowa State, the disappointment to date, to know that there's still a month of the regular season left, and now you're going to move forward without Tyrese Halliburton, it makes staying invested in the regular season pretty difficult.
Yeah.
Unless you're a hardcore fan, and
they're out there. People will still show up at Hilton College.
But it's going to be difficult, especially given some of the games remaining on the schedule. So Oklahoma on Wednesday in Norman, and the next home game at Hilton Coliseum against Texas on Saturday. Of course, Texas, you may recall just a couple weeks ago, coming from behind for a 72-68 win in Austin. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, we alluded to the breaking baseball news earlier today. The New York Post is reporting that Major League Baseball is looking at overhauling its postseason in the near future. And I don't necessarily think this move is going to be greeted with open arms once you hear it. Back with more after this.
Fellow Cyclone fans, this is Craig Adamson of True Wealth Stewardship in Marion.
We will fight for Iowa State.
I'm getting my three kids, Rachel, Griffin, and Chloe, ready for college at Iowa State. If you're wondering about paying for years to go, that's my expertise. Find me at TrueWealthStewardship.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC. Financial planning offered through True Wealth Stewardship, a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL Financial.
ISU.
You get your sports fix on KGYM. Now, satisfy your need for smart rock on Smart FM. Just John gets you going in the morning from 6 until 10. Greg's with you middays and serves up hot and fresh smart rock on the Smart Rock Smorgasbord. And Rick's got all the best tunes for your drive home from 3 to 7. Smart FM also offers extracurricular activities on the weekends, like Live from the Soundboard and Where It's At. When you need smart rock, there's only one place to get it. Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now, it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. That's the number 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Go to 5hewin.com for details.
First the beef. One hot and deliciously juicy hunk of quality beef. Then the melty cheese making a run for it like it's sliding into home plate in slow, delicious motion. Don't forget the box. Sweet, beautiful box. Do not eat the box. What does it all add up to? The hottest, juiciest quarter pounder yet. Made with 100% fresh beef. Only at McDonald's. It's perfect. Made perfecter.
Fresh beef available at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions and easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hiring can be a challenge, as Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner discovered. Gretchen needed to hire a game artist for her education tech company, so she went to ZipRecruiter.com, posted her job, and found the right person in less than 2 weeks. How? ZipRecruiter's technology finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. So it's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL.
Your opportunity to take home a $50 gift card to Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse is on the way in the 5 o'clock hour tonight. You can find the perfect Valentine's gift for a loved one, whether it's a houseplant, jewelry, stuffed animals, candy. They've got it all at Culver's. $50 will go a long way. We'll hook one of our lucky listeners up with that. Before we chat with Mac McCausland tonight, I want to get to this baseball story. This is an exclusive from the New York Post. We saw this about 10 minutes before we came down the hall and jumped in the studio, but the New York Post is reporting that Major League Baseball is seriously weighing an expansion of its postseason beginning in 2022, going from 5 to 7 playoff teams. There's more. In the concept, the team with the best record in each league would receive a bye to avoid the wild card round and go directly to the division series. Okay? Understandable. The two other division winners and the wild card with the next best record would each host all 3 games in a best of 3 wild card round. And on top of all of that, they would be able to essentially draft their opponent. They would choose among the remaining teams who they're going to play. The division winner with the second best record in a league would then get the first pick of its opponent from the lower 3 wild cards. Then the other division winner would pick, leaving the last 2 wild cards to play one another. And all of this would be on a Selection Sunday-style made-for-TV program, the Sunday of the final Sunday of the regular season.
I am all for the expansion of the playoffs. I'm for it. That's great. But I just, these ideas just reek of complete and total desperation. And I don't understand why Rob Manfred has that level of desperation. I don't get it. I understand that people believe that Major League Baseball, it needs to attract more fans and youthful fans and all of that. But I think they're way overstating how much of a quote-unquote crisis this actually is. This is something that you would see in the XFL.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, or in another league that is desperate for attention. But this is the best baseball league in the world doing, floating these ideas out
Your
there.
Team makes the postseason and you don't even get to see a game at home. Now, I know the wild card right now is that way for one team, but that's right. A one game. You're talking about a 3-game series here where one team doesn't get to play in front of its home fans. The example that the Post has, last year the Astros had the best record. They would have received the bye. The Yankees then, with the second best record, would have had the choice of picking among the Rays, Indians, or Red Sox. And then you go on down the line. The Twins would then pick as the other division winner, and then the A's, with the best wild card record, would play the team not chosen by the Yankees or the Twins. Major League Baseball, it's something. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you know what's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Back with more after this.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now, it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. That's the number 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Go to 5hewin.com for details.
My friend Dave actually points out on Twitter that this is an idea that's actually in use in a minor league hockey league. So Major League Baseball's now at the point.
They've been doing their research. Huh?
Where, yep.
They have a league to do all these trial balloon things, and they even dip into the hockey ranks.
Draft your opponent. What's next? I mean, okay, so the wild card teams, once they're eliminated, then the team with the best record will be able to draft one player off an eliminated team that they can use for the remainder of the postseason. And suddenly, home runs will be worth 4 points. Now
batting for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Bryce Harper.
Oh, they cannot. The text line universally despises this idea, at least those who have chosen to use the First Federal Credit Union text line. I'm right there with you.
It's incredibly stupid.
Baseball incredibly. Can't get out of its own way. But I'm sure there are people that would tune in to watch this that final Sunday of the regular season. But I know what'll get the kids excited. A reality TV show drafting the opponents for the postseason. Someone's getting paid for this. And it's not you or me.
Can we have Charles Barkley on the selection show?
Oh, that would be... They'll load that thing and they'll drag it out just like the real selection show. It's going to be a real crap show. Mac McCausland is set to join us coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Plus, you got an opportunity to take home a $50 gift card to Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse. And we get your XFL thoughts after week one after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. The first quarterback domino has fallen this NFL offseason. Phillip Rivers will enter free agency, officially ending his 16-year run with the Chargers. Rivers and the team mutually agreeing to part ways. Tom Brady, should he leave the Patriots, would be a good fit for the vacancy in L.A., believes ESPN's Keyshawn Johnson.
You got a coach in Lynn who is understanding what quarterback is to him, how important it is to him. That's why they're moving on from Phillip Rivers. I think when you look at the situation, they have a pretty dominant defense. I think offensively, they got some weapons over there. They can get the running game going.
Keyshawn Johnson. Major League Baseball is reportedly mulling significant changes to its postseason, including increasing the number of teams and adding a reality-type TV format to who plays each other in the wild card round. NBA, Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo won't play versus the Kings tonight following the birth of his first child. NHL Lightning forward Steven Stamkos with a lower body injury out tonight against the Blue Jackets.
Coming up Tuesday, Superman into the black hole. How would Brady look in powder blue? And is Florida Phil headed for the Gulf Coast? We talk NFL offseason dominoes. That and more Tuesday on Golic and Wingo. 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
I'm Amelia, and I'm a teenager now. But when I was 5, the final boy wizard book was released, and so was Windows Server 2008. Harry and Hermione are still awesome, but Microsoft is ending support for Server 2008 R2. So if your business is still using Windows Server 2008 R2, you're going to need more than a spell to stay up to date. Fortunately, Network Computer Solutions is like having your very own wizard. Make sure you get in touch with them soon to update your Windows software.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Guys, when it comes to your hair and your plan to win, Sport Clips Haircuts is just the place to do it. So when you need your A game, you know where to go.
Good hair, don't care, we got it. With the slick back, buzz cut, fade automatic. Got the shampoo popping, pompadour rocking. Baby, we're styling, always no nonsense.
To cut the wait, just check in online with our app or with your smart speaker. Then let Sport Clips Guy Smart Stylist take over. Catch some sports and walk out on top.
Get your hair in the game, Sport Clips the name.
503, welcome back in the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM, and the all-new Jim OT, 107.5 FM. Todd and Alex with you alongside Buttons on the other side of the glass, who is just chomping at the bit to give you a $50 gift card to Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse. We're going to do that here coming up in about 15 minutes. So stick with us. Don't go anywhere. You can have $50 to spend at Culver's. And whether you're worried, maybe it's the dead of winter. They can't possibly be open right now. February 10th, Culver's is open year-round. You can find them on Highway 151 in East Marion. More details available on our website, kgymradio.com. The Major League Baseball postseason changes are being universally loathed and dragged on social media, and as well as the text line. If we have time tonight, we'll revisit those after we chat with Mac McCausland. But why would you want to give a team ammunition? Why would you put that chip on their shoulder? This is not a good idea for a team like the Yankees to draft. Hey, we think you suck the most of the three teams that are available.
Like built-in bulletin board material.
Rob Manfred. One of these days...
Why does he want to turn the game into a circus? I am all for evolving. I am. And I like new ideas. If they're good ideas. But why does every one of his ideas suck? Every single
because
one of them.
Because he sucks. And that's all I'm going to say about Rob Manfred at this point. Now, let's go on with this. I like where okay. we're going. New ideas and circuses. The XFL week one was anything but a circus. This was not the iteration we saw 20 years ago with Vince McMahon strutting out to the 50-yard line and this is the XFL and he hate me and a lot of the gimmickry. What'd you think of week one of the XFL? It's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. If you watched, will you watch again? We want to know your thoughts on week one. And if, yes, we are delivering for 6936 on the text line, who says, just tuning in, driving home from work. Did I miss the XFL talk? I need me some XFL. Alex, our Battle Hawks, coached by Iowa legend Jonathan Hayes, and with an offense coordinated by Iowa legend Chuck Long, not only
1-0, baby.
Not only did they beat the spread, they were 9.5-point underdogs. I think that spread was set with the idea that Landry Jones would be quarterbacking against them. Not only did they beat the odds, they won the game outright, and we apparently have a new battle cry. I was unaware. I was blissfully unaware of this watching the game. Hashtag caw-caw.
Caw-caw.
Does this make you more or less likely to try to attend the home opener this week? It is this weekend.
It's in 2 weekends.
2 weeks.
2 weekends. I might be in attendance, but the tickets are hard to come by. They're cost is setting you back about $60 a pop. St. Louis is...
You can't park a car at an NFL game for $60.
Well, I know that, but so, I mean, this isn't the NFL, to be fair.
Yes, that was very clear.
That was very evident. But I feel like they're getting a good reception, and it's about, I'd say, 51% serious and about 49%... joking the way that the fans are embracing this product. But as long as folks are showing up and the games continue to be viewable on ESPN or Fox, I think they're going to be fine. And they're not paying these guys very much money. They have a lot of money. The salaries are somewhere around $50,000 per player. And I was impressed with week one. However, I said that about the AAF too. Remember last year?
And then it ran out of money.
After an entire week, or after 1 week, we're saying, well, that was nice. That was fun. The AAF may actually take over the NFL. Nobody actually said that. I completely made that up. But there was at least a little buzz after week one, and then it went completely away. The biggest question I have is, how is this going to go when it's going in direct competition with the NCAA tournament?
Well, I think if the XFL had been wise, it would have scheduled some bye weeks around
right. The
NCAA tournament. Hey, we're just going to conveniently take a break here.
So they have to worry about that for, let's see, 2 weekends, and then the Final Four, all they would have to do is make sure that they didn't play on Saturday, just play your games on Sunday, because the Final Four is on Saturday, and then the National Championship game's on Monday. So those 2 weekends where they're playing on Saturday and Sunday, right in the middle of the NCAA tournament, is where I wonder whether or not they're going to be able to withstand the ratings dip that they will inevitably take. But other than that, there's no real direct competition, because there are a lot of people out there that love football, and there are a lot of people out there that can easily watch football on Saturdays and Sundays right now, and we'll tune in and go, and some will go to the game.
I say this with all due respect to fans of other sports, but right now, this time of year, there are not a whole lot of compelling options for football fans to invest their TV time in.
There's not.
Like, I mean, there are other sports that are on TV right now, but the bet here was that there would be a void, that this would fill it, that it was going to be good enough football that people wouldn't mind sitting on the couch watching it. And I'm going to tell you, I spent some time Saturday and Sunday on my couch watching the games, right, and for the most part being entertained, whether it was making snarky comments about Mark Trestman on Twitter, which the Tampa Bay Vipers, the bright neon green helmets, huge hit with my 3.5-year-old. He was a big fan of those helmets. So if that's the demographic they're going after, they got it. There are some memorable names. I think basically what this is, just like 20 years ago where the NFL came in and stole a lot of ideas that the XFL introduced, we have a tendency to forget, I think, that before the XFL, there was no Skycam. You didn't get that above the field view of the action. And the XFL went away, and the TV network said, we're just going to quietly keep that. There are some things here that I think the NFL will be very interested in incorporating into its own product.
The kickoff.
If they're smart.
The kickoff.
The kickoff, and quite frankly, my wife, I got to be honest with you, my wife is a huge football fan. She wasn't really all that up to speed on the XFL coming back. Kind of caught her off guard this weekend. But
they did not pump it nearly enough.
What she was intrigued by was being able to hear the review, where they take you inside the booth and you see the guy with the little Atari-style joystick toggling back and forth. And you can hear his dialogue with the official. Okay, can I get it from another angle? I'm going to get it from another angle. We're not seeing. That's the kind of stuff that I think, if as an NFL viewer, we would love to see that type of stuff. If the Packers have some sort of game-deciding touchdown, where is he over the pylon? Was he out at the 1.5? I want to hear the discussion behind the scenes. And I think the NFL should be intrigued by that. And like you said, the kickoff, I think, is great.
I think that there are going to be people that are opposed to it. 0696 says they hate the kickoff. It's better than giving them the ball at the 20. Player safety in football is getting to a point where they have to do something about the kickoff. The question is, do you get rid of it completely, or do you keep it around and make some modifications to it? I honestly think that the kickoff in the XFL is sort of the best of both worlds, because you get the excitement of the kickoff. Teams are getting the ball with good field position. You're encouraging returns, but you're not getting those horrible collisions where a player on the kicking team is getting a 30-yard head start to run headlong into somebody. And they were throwing out statistics like 26% of the head injuries in the NFL come on kickoffs, which constitute less than 5% of the plays in the NFL. So when you're getting those statistics, I think that this version of it may seem a little bit hokey right now, but when you really think about it, it looks pretty practical.
I just enjoyed seeing that Chuck Long brought the same energy and excitement to calling plays for the Battlehawks yesterday as he did for his segments on the program with us in the past. Getting insight into Chuck in the booth calling plays. He joined us last week on, I think it was Wednesday, and said, it's on you guys, the football fans, to make sure that this league sticks around. And the one thing that I thought in watching this, because outside of the New York Guardians, and I'm quite frankly more ashamed that I know the name of the New York XFL franchise than I am of my flub in the 4 o'clock hour where I said just a blatantly wrong name. Outside of putting that franchise in the Meadowlands and having it appear to be 1/7 of capacity, they played at a lot of soccer arenas. The Dallas game was at the Rangers' old stadium, right?
Correct. Globe Life Park.
Globe Life Park, which is abandoned now by the Rangers as they're building a new stadium. And the atmosphere looked kind of like an MLS game.
And I'm glad you bring
that up. I'm thinking back to my time, the Chicago Fire, the last game that I was at Toyota Park in Bridgeview, where there's like 8,000-9,000 people. It's a mid-sized stadium. And
in D.C. D.C. I thought was the best atmosphere. But I'm getting a lot of people that say that they didn't like the quality of the play. There's not a lot of star power. That's true. But you just brought up the MLS. People show up to those games
and have a great time doing
that
it.
That is C-level soccer.
They know what it is.
Exactly.
And they embrace it because their community has a team.
For those who don't know, if you want to make a comparison to Major League Baseball or baseball in general, the MLS is about AA. It's not anywhere near the level of play that you see overseas in Europe. But people show up. People go because the atmosphere is nice. And it's sort of a lot of these stadiums are de facto beer gardens. So you get the millennial crowd there and you fill it up. And quite honestly, if you think about it, this level of football is much higher than the MLS is to soccer. And people are starved for football. And it was week one. And these players are playing together for the first time. I think the quality is going to get a little bit better. You're not going to have the star power, but it's on TV. It's going to be a pretty cheap ticket. People will show up. It's in decent weather places. So I'm not sure that that's as big of a concern as a lot of people are making it out to be.
Did you watch, and what are your thoughts? 319-366-1600. You can let us know on the First Federal Credit Union text line, or you can pick up the phone and give Buttons a call. Again, the number 366-1600. There was less gimmickry. I thought the play... Somebody over the weekend on social media, I think it may have been one of the Chicago sports radio personalities that I follow, said they compared it to week 2, week 3 of the NFL preseason, except the players cared about the outcome of the game. And there's a financial incentive for the winning team. I think they get some extra money if they win. There were some memorable names, some recognizable names. Cardale Jones, former Ohio State quarterback. Landry Jones was not active yesterday. I think that was maybe part of the reason why St. Louis was able to pull off the upset. Congratulations to everybody who had the Battle Hawks money line yesterday. Yes, caw and cash those tickets. I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. So I saw some people over the weekend saying, you know, they could expand. They could have more than, what is it, the eight teams that they have or whatever right now, and go into some other markets. You start to do that, you water down your product even more. I mean, you've only got a talent pool to draw from before you really are in a lesser level of football, where it's obvious that it's nowhere near what people are used to watching on TV. I don't think there's any way that you can figure out a way to make this work. But if the league looks like it's successful, if the league looks like it's not going anywhere, if there was some way to partner with the NFL where suddenly maybe you have one or two spots per NFL team on a roster where you've got a couple guys on your practice squad that you really want to see in more of a game environment, where if you could farm them out or loan them out. Now, the question obviously is what happens when an Alan Lazard-type player goes and then blows out his knee in an XFL game.
And this is the biggest barrier for that, the hurdle for that, because the AAF wanted to do that. That was their selling point, even though there was no way in the world the NFL's Players Association was going to allow that. That's the biggest thing right now is the NFLPA. I'm sure the league would love to do it, but will the Players Association be able to find some common ground?
I thought if you could add just a little bit of a higher caliber player to that pool, and we've got people on the text line saying, hey, look, the play was fine. The play was somewhere between NCAA and CFL, right, according to 7043.
Everybody's brand new. It is hard to put a team together in a month and then try to put them out on a field and execute an offense. So I give it a passing grade as far as the quality in week one. It was maybe even a little bit better than I expected, but certainly what I expected.
1302 on the text line says, I watched. I didn't enjoy it that much. I'll give it another chance. I like the different rules. What I didn't like was the sideline reporter talking to guys on the sideline seemed gimmicky, pro wrestling-ish, if you will. Seemed more like an all-star game slash scrimmage than a real game. That's one of the selling points here for the league is access.
Yep.
Transparency. They talked to a kicker coming off the field after just missing a field goal.
They talked to a defensive lineman who committed a personal foul coming off the field.
Committed an FCC violation coming off the field as well. There was a I can't remember which game it was the other day, but they were trying to talk to a player who had a key defensive touchdown, and just as they sent it down to the sideline reporter, he had to go into the game, and it was a little bit of a miscommunication, sort of a disaster there. And they actually joked on the broadcast, why don't you go out on the field and see if you can talk to him while the play is going on, because they're sort of making light of the access. Yeah, it's gimmicky, but when you're a startup league, you need to do some things that I think, you know, there's a reason that Fox does this for Major League Baseball All-Star games and has incorporated the in-game interviews into the broadcast. I mean, is there not a market for fans, some fans who want that type of access?
There absolutely is.
Like I said, my wife was really intrigued by the replay booth, being able to hear the discussion of what they were looking at and seeing that entire process, which when you watch an NFL game or a college game, it's behind closed doors. You don't get to be inside the room. You don't get to see what they're seeing, what they're taking a look at. That part to me was probably the most interesting thing, other than the fact that they were able to color coordinate Hal Mummy's towel yesterday.
And Jerry Glanville was wearing two headsets.
Jerry Glanville had two headsets and the sweetest satin starter jacket, Tampa Bay Vipers
vintage
starter jacket.
vintage.
I think this league knows what it is, and I think it can succeed if people like me who enjoy football and enjoy being entertained, if we give it a chance. And I'm willing, I said, I watched Saturday and Sunday. I'm willing to watch it again this weekend.
I'm willing to watch it again, and I'm somewhat excited to see what the atmosphere like is in game. I'm excited to go to a game. So they have me at that.
Caw-caw!
Caw-caw is right.
Is it more of a menacing caw-caw?
See, I
mean, a battle hawk is not a crow.
I've kind of gone with a high pitch.
Caw-caw!
And people said that I sound like a crow on the First Federal Credit Union text line.
Caw. And then the other half of the arena goes, caw. Caw. Caw.
I love that.
Caw. Caw. And meanwhile, Chuck Long is just having visions of Iowa and Michigan 1985 in his head. Just, Chuck, what was the highlight of your career? Well, Iowa, Michigan, 85, Heisman voting, and my tenure with the Battle Hawks, and not necessarily in that order.
I don't want to get too far away from the XFL talk, but we do have some breaking news.
Oh, no. What is Rob Manfred up to now?
No, it has nothing to do with Rob Manfred, but it is about a topic that we discussed earlier.
Lindell Wigginton.
Cordell Pemsel will be suspended for one game. One game suspension for Cordell Pemsel, so he will miss Thursday's game at Indiana.
It would be easy for me to sit up here and roast Fran McCaffrey and say, this is kind of a cop-out here because you're in the middle of a Big Ten season and you're doing better than people expect you to, and this is a kid who already let you down once this season. And I don't really have it in my heart to do that today. It was a broken taillight. He wasn't drinking. Now, he didn't have the license because the incident in September when he was drinking and driving, which is an extremely serious offense. But this was a college kid with another lapse in judgment, but it wasn't the lapse in judgment where you're putting people's lives at risk like the first time around. But again, if you don't have a license, there's no great time to drive when you don't have a license. But probably the worst time to drive when you don't have a license is in the wee hours of the morning. Sunday night/Monday morning.
With a taillight out.
And you and I were discussing this because we've got some people on the text line that are wondering if this is not profiling. I've been pulled over for having a taillight
out. I've been pulled over twice in two different municipalities.
And I think the odds, most people, I don't care whether you're black, white, purple, whatever Sammy Sosa is now, if you've got a tail light out at 2 in the morning, chances are about 99.6% that you're going to get pulled over for that. And just, it is what it is. It's an exercise in judgment from law enforcement at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock. I can't remember. The time was not exactly on Cordell Pemsel's side here either. This was not, it's 5:30 in the evening and I'm running to the corner market to grab something to eat on my way home and I hope nobody pulls me over for it. This was a time of day / night, again, depending on how you want to view time, where nothing good usually is going on at that time of night. So I'm not going to get on law enforcement for pulling somebody over with a broken taillight, and I'm not going to necessarily say that this is the end of the world here for Cordell Pemsel, but I do think that when you have something as egregious as the OWI in September, I think you're held to a higher standard by your coach and your teammates, and I think he probably understands he's let them down, and one game, could it have been stronger, more severe? Yes. Could it have been lighter? Maybe. I mean, you can't convince me that there aren't Big Ten programs out there that are facing the same adversity Iowa would be facing, where a coach would be tempted to say, okay, he sits the first half. So Fran McCaffrey sends a message here, right? One game, a full game. don't break the law. Don't let your teammates down. Don't let your coaches down. Seems pretty simple, but sometimes the simplest things are the hardest to grasp. Let's go ahead and get a big board update. Mac McCausland is ready to hop on the air with us. And before we do that, well, we've got something else to get to. Big board first.
Well, let's get to the breaking news that we were just discussing. Iowa Reserve power forward Cordell Pimsel was arrested this morning after he was found to be driving with a revoked license. His license was revoked due to an OWI he received back in September, and we've just found out in the last 15 minutes that Pimsel will receive a one-game suspension, so he will not play on Thursday at Indiana. The Iowa State basketball season looked like it may have just gone from bad to worse. It was announced today that during the Cyclones' win over Kansas State on Saturday, star point guard Tyrese Halliburton fractured his wrist. The injury will keep him out for the rest of the season. He is projected by many to be a lottery pick in the upcoming NBA draft, so there is a very good chance that his Iowa State career could be over. The Iowa women picked up their 20th win of the season yesterday with an 83-71 win in West Lafayette over Purdue. Mackenzie Meyer and Kathleen Doyle both had 22 points, while Monica Sonano had 20 on 10 of 11 shooting. Iowa moves to 11-2 in the Big Ten. They're tied for first place with the team that they're going to play on Thursday, the Maryland Terrapins. Speaking of Iowa women's basketball, Hawkeye legend Megan Gustafson has signed a multi-year deal with the Dallas Wings. Gustafson had a fantastic season in Hungary this year, where she's had a fantastic season where she's averaging nearly 17 points per game. UNI's AJ Green was named the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Week today for his performances in wins over Valpo and Drake. He averaged nearly 27 points per game in those two contests. It's his fourth MVC Player of the Week award this year.
It is absolutely fun to watch him play basketball, and this is the type of player that America will fall in love with in March if you and I can get into the tournament field. And I still think that they're going to need some help along the way, but every win helps solidify their standing.
This is a player that, if you're you and I, you hope you get to the tournament three times with.
Absolutely.
Because he's coming into his own as a very consistent, dominant player in that conference, and they have a lot of young pieces around him. They're not just set up for this year, but they're set up for years to come, and they need to get to the tournament, however that is, whether that's continuing to build their resume or and possibly not winning the tournament or winning the tournament in the first week of March. It just feels like this is too good of a team and too good of a player to not be showcasing on the biggest stage of the sport.
We promised you that $50 gift card to Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse. We'll do that right now, and then we'll get Mac McCausland on the line with us. 319-366-1600. Keep Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse in mind as you're doing some last-minute Valentine shopping. Not only do they offer things like house plants that are virtually impossible to kill. Trust me, I'm not exactly a green thumb myself, but they also have jewelry, arrangements, stuffed animals, and a whole lot more. You've got $50 to spend at Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse on Highway 151. Caller number 6-319-366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is, and the next voice you'll hear, Mac McCausland, talking Hawkeye hoops with us after this.
At CPQ Hoyt Jewelers, Valentine's Day is all about the bundle, baby. Now through Valentine's Day, Friday, February 14th, we're bundling the love with our local romance bundle. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. With any purchase of just $99 or more, we're going to throw in a beautiful box of chocolates. Now, if you spend $2.99 or more, you'll get the box of chocolates and a $50 gift card to 30 Hop. Now, are you ready for this? Spend $9.99 or more, and you get the chocolates, great, the $50 30 Hop card, sweet, and a one-hour couples massage from Hands in Harmony. Woohoo! Now that's an awesome local romance bundle. And of course, in Seeky Hoyt fashion with approved credit, you'll get 0% financing for 12 months. It's the Valentine's Day local romance bundle, and it's only at Seeky Hoyt, now through Valentine's Day.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Randy's Flooring is proud to be the only employee-owned flooring store in the state of Iowa. Hi, I'm Randy Ward. And I want you to know that when you visit any Randy's Flooring location, you're talking with an owner, someone who has a vested interest in making sure your project and your experience with Randy's is nothing short of extraordinary. Visit either of our premier locations in Cedar Rapids or Coralville. Randy's Flooring, committed to keeping the local and local flooring experts.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Okay, guys, Valentine's Day is, wow, February 14th. That's soon.
So get it together because she's expecting something good.
And by good, I don't mean last-minute flowers from the gas station.
I'm talking about something that treats her right, pampers her, and makes her feel special. Like basically anything from Elevate Salon and Spa. They have all kinds of Valentine gift ideas. Massage, facial, manicure, pedicure. And if you can't decide, an Elevate gift card gives her lots of choices. Stop by Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Road and Blair's Ferry Road.
Number 8 Florida State faces the Crazies at Cameron Indoor when the Seminoles visit 7th-ranked Duke.
Duke with numbers, taking it himself for the two-hand stop.
Tonight at 6 o'clock on 106.3 FM in Iowa City at 107.5 OT.
5:34, we welcome you back in, and congratulations in order for one of our regular listeners, Brian in Winthrop. Tonight, taking home a $50 gift card to Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse. Again, you can find them on Highway 151 in East Marion. More details at KGYMradio.com, but we'll have those $50 gift cards all week long here to give away between the hours of 4 and 6. Todd and Alex along with you for the next 30 minutes. Cyclone Coach's Corner Show coming up from the Applebee's in Ames on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM tonight at 6:30. More basketball discussion in order for you right now, though. Hawkeye Hoops Mac McCausland is with us, as he is every Monday. And Mac, let's go ahead and start with the news that the Hawkeyes are not exactly celebrating today. They're going to be out without Cordell Pemsel for this week's game at Indiana. How does his loss affect an already tightened rotation for Fran McCaffrey?
Well, obviously it affects it a great deal when he is a big that has a fair amount of playing time over his career. But at the other side of it, I will have people, I think, at least examine Todd. I just don't think Pencil's had a good last 18 months. And, you know, he's gone through a suspension. Now, what effect that has on a team, especially a team that's very close to this point, I just don't know. But it's like maybe he's had one chance, two chances, three chances. And within the team, there may have even been more in terms of people talking to him or people ignoring him, which got him upset. This is very disappointing, quite frankly. For me, just in knowing the young man, that I thought he had things here squared away and ready to help the team any way he can. And now it's hurting the team. What direction and for how long? I don't know. Now, you may know, I do not. How long is he going to be out, or do you know?
Just Thursday night.
Okay. Well, again, that's a night you could use him with size. And going on the road with experience. Now the team, we've talked about it before, and they seem to have to rally about once every 3 weeks. The one thing I would have to say is the last home game, there were two or three players that came in, and had to gain some confidence in terms of playing for a few minutes in the rotation. I mean, you look at what was it? Ash had 8 points, 9 points, shot it well from threes. And then Till has had experience all year long. And now he has to act like it when he steps on the court and be a threat. And then the other people, unfortunately, even have to go more minutes, whether it's even just two or three. But as the season accumulates, and you've seen it many times before, Todd, I think when you're here, especially younger people that haven't played a lot, freshmen, sophomores, and now they're getting here, and they still look up at the scoreboard or standings, and they've got to go another 7, 8, 9 games in the tournament then, Big Ten tournament, and then into the NCAA. So a lot of these kids now are looking at, I've got a whole high school season left ahead of me, and I'm pretty tired.
These next two games, on the road against Indiana, on the road against Minnesota, the Big Ten's starting to get really weird. Michigan State's lost 3 in a row. They've dropped out of the top 25. Indiana got pummeled by Purdue at home. All of a sudden, Purdue looks like they're starting to play their best basketball of the season. Is it going to be important for Iowa to at least split these next two?
Yeah, and I'm not so sure they have to in the sense of making the tournament, but it'll just do a lot of things. Give them a huge amount of confidence, again, to win on a road with a team that is similar to you, and up till now you have won most of those games. As we've talked earlier in the year, there was what we thought was a top two and a bottom two, and then the 10 in the middle. You just got to take care of business whenever you can, win some games on the road, get some leadership. I have been extremely proud and happy to see how the coaches and Fran have handled this whole situation, not only pencils, but just short bodies and how they're taking their vitamin C or whatever because they're not getting colds. And usually by now you've had the colds or the flu run through a team. I'm just really proud of these Hawks and what they can do. And now to go to two tough, tough places to play. I mean, when you look at Indiana, yeah, they've lost some games and they got walloped. But they've also beaten, if I remember right, like Kentucky. Are they the team that beat Gonzaga? North Carolina. So, I mean, that team has just matured. And then they've hit that freshman, sophomore slump where some of those players, even though they're sophomores, they didn't play a lot. So that's tough. And then Minnesota, anytime you've got a kid named Oturu who is playing a lot, lot better than he did against Iowa, and he played pretty good there. I think he and obviously Iowa's big man, when you look at Garza, those are the two best big people, best inside people, have the quickness, have moves. That would just be a great battle to watch. And you may see a lot of zone trying to double-team both of them because Minnesota's got a couple really good three-point shooters. Iowa obviously does. But the more minutes they have to play, the legs kind of quit on you or you just can't quite cut to get open. And I think any shooter you talk about, if you talk to them about the last half of the season and the last third of a game, you know, now you got to reach down. Now it's a mental game. I'm going to beat my man. I'm going to come off a screen. I will make this shot. And we'll just have to see what the next 8-10 days brings.
Mac McCausland talking Hawkeye hoops with us here as Iowa gets ready for back-to-back road games at Indiana and at Minnesota. Which environment do you think is more difficult to play in? You've been at Assembly Hall before, and Williams Arena is just a unique venue given this day and age.
Yeah, I think there's two things that go on. You can say which will be the hardest, you know, to win at. If Indiana fans show up, Indiana, it's a crazy crowd. It's a very unusually designed. It's like straight up along the sides for like 5 or 6 stories. And then the end zones behind the baskets just have maybe 1,000 or 1,500 people, and they're just coming off the return of Bob Knight. You know, is that a positive emotion, a negative emotion? I think that is, in my opinion, watching it and looking at it, and I did it twice because I taped it. I think people my age, your age, Todd, took a lot of pride in that the marriage was finally reconciled and they're back together. I just think it's good for basketball. It's good for the Big Ten. It's good for Indiana. You don't have to beg him anymore. It looked like Pat Knight and Quinn Buckner did a great job of convincing Coach to come back. And, you know, there will be other days ahead in terms of Hall of Fames or celebrations and so forth that he should be back at Assembly Hall. And most of the other characters in that whole thing have moved on. But, you know, as we talk certain schools, like at Iowa, if you say Iowa football, I mean, Kirk's done a great job, but most people would think Hayden Fry. If you talk even Ohio State football, the oldsters would say Woody Hayes. You know, and that's what you think of with Bob Knight. And to see Coach Katy there, I thought was extremely emotional for me because I know how they loved each other and hated each other. Coach Katy, I think, was the only coach during that time that had a winning record against Bob Knight. And so they have a great respect, and I think now it's grown into a love. And it was pretty obvious that health conditions or mental conditions have changed for Coach Knight, whether it's Alzheimer's or something similar. You know, you just feel that there are so many great basketball stories that would be in his mind, whether he could ever express them or not, who knows. And Iowa's coach, George Raveling, was his assistant in the Olympics, and George has some great stories. So there's just a lot going on, and I know I rambled a little bit, but that was a very emotional day, I think, for probably anybody over the age of 30 or 35 to know that is an icon. And people use that term, but there's not many around.
Well, what about you, Mac? Did you have a personal story with Bob Knight from your TV days where maybe you ran afoul of him?
Yeah, I had a couple of them. I was new to the industry, if you want to call it that. So I ended up the first game that Iowa played Indiana. I called Coach Knight's office. And as you know, that's not what to do. You go through either an associate SID or the SID to set up times or whatever. And I just called Coach Knight and said, hey, I got the game this coming week. I just want to see if we can get together. And you could just tell there was a hesitation on the other end because he's going, who is this rookie? So he said, I'll tell you what, I will give you an interview as we shoot free throws. Then you have to leave. He said, the only reason I'm doing it is you have the guts enough to call me. And I kind of went, oh, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to. So we meet at midcourt when they're shooting free throws. And he's got his arms folded. And you can tell he's playing the power game where I got to go up to him. He's not coming to me. And so I got up there and he says, so what do you want? And I said, well, I know there's an offensive game, a defensive game, and a transition game. And they're one-third, one-third, and one-third. And he goes, well, how do you know that? I said, I went to one of your clinics, Nike clinics, in Chicago about 6 months ago. And after that, we absolutely had a terrific relationship. We sat down. He actually talked about hunting and fishing before we got to the game in Iowa because he would come pheasant hunt. He would go up by Decorah in the trout streams and trout fish up there. And then as our relationship developed, we ended up talking about our kids. Obviously, he having one play for him. I had one play for me in AAU at a very high level. We talked about how careful you have to be with things. And he even brought up where he butted his son. And he said, hey, I was just treating him like I would have anybody else that day. And it was just, you really got to know he was that person that you saw. May not have liked it, but you had to respect it. And to this day, I still respect Coach Knight, Pat Knight. Pat actually invited my son to an all-star game when he was in high school to go play at Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I can't say I'm close, but I certainly have gotten closer as a person and a bit of a media person than he allowed most people.
Mac, the landscape of the Big Ten right now, with the way the Michigan State's playing, falling out of the top 25, it's been a crapshoot all year, and you always hear the cream is going to rise to the top. Who is the cream of the crop in this conference, and when are we going to start seeing it?
Everybody has a large piece missing. Obviously, right now, it's just the way Michigan State plays, the intensity, the lockdown defense we don't see. I think the team that's going to have the chance is going to be Maryland. They've got experienced people. They have bigs and got a pretty good coach. And, you know, you got Collins, not a great point guard, but he is a point guard that understands, I think, what he's supposed to do. And then after that, the surprise team, obviously Iowa could, but I think Rutgers, and that will depend on their matchups. If they can get teams that they can bully and pound the ball and get them in foul trouble, they could win and get to the Sweet 16 and then just see what happens. But that would be the three or four teams I'd say, you know, got to look at Michigan State. History says that. Got to look at Maryland. I think they are their team right now. Then you look at Iowa, who people just don't seem to talk about. And I understand, you know, you got one more black check mark with Pemsel being gone. And, you know, what does that do to that team chemistry? Because that team chemistry has won a lot of games.
Mac, is you and I an NCAA tournament team if it doesn't win the Missouri Valley tournament?
Yes. They're a lot like Iowa. They have come together as a team. They have one team leader. They know who that is. That's A.J. Green. Whether he gets 7 or 8 points, where he goes off, you know, for 35. So that's the leadership on the court, and obviously Coach Jacobson's leadership off the court. And then they've just got terrific role players, and I'd say they have three guys that can probably go off for 20 or 25 points even on a given day or night. Depends how well they shoot. Most of them are 30-35% shooters, but they and you remember they're doing this in front of a crowd that honestly is not a great home crowd in the Valley. It's a good home crowd, but other schools, I mean, it's hard to win at Southern Illinois, hard to win. Even down at Drake, they've got it going now. So there's a lot of things that I look at and say that they're in. I mean, they just are. And if you want to, and I don't know if you would do it, but if you go to the ATS results for the year, Northern Iowa has covered 76% of the time, number one in the country. So what does that still tell you? They are out coaching everybody every week. They are out hustling everybody every week because you know the opponent's coach is saying, this is the number one team in the country. I'm beating people, not the number one record, but number one team. I mean, if we'd have bet on Northern Iowa every game, you'd have won 76% of them. And as you know, Todd, that ain't bad.
With A.J. Green, I'm thinking back to his days at Cedar Falls. There was always this thought, he is a very talented player. He is he's a Power 5 BCS level basketball player, but he was a little streaky. He was still kind of coming into his own. And we were wondering, when are we going to see full potential A.J. Green? How scary of a thought is it for the rest of the MVC that we're seeing it halfway through his sophomore year already?
Yeah, and, you know, when you play in the Valley, it would take a very unusual situation to leave the Valley and know where you're going to get drafted, because the scouts are going to look and say, hey, he's very good in the Valley. Let him play 2 years in the Big Ten. You know, let him play 2 years in the ACC. Then that's a better judgment. Can you come out early? You don't see very many guys come out early and get drafted that would be an A.J. Green. I definitely think he's got a chance for the pros. About every 2 months, you can look back and see where he has progressed. He's progressed to take the lead. He's progressed to get to the free throw line. He's progressed to know when to take threes. He's progressed to understand officiating, that they'll help him. And when I say help him, I'm not talking make it a favorite, but they understand that's a quality player. The Valley needs him in the games. So I'm here to think that the A.J. Green we're seeing now is still literally 60 or 70% from what he could be at least night to night, but not every night. He's just so much fun to watch, and his dad's terrific. And his daughter, she's going to UNI as well. So Coach Green has really had a pretty good basketball family.
Yeah, we love having him. He joins us on the program occasionally from time to time and is always fantastic, just as you are, Mac. And we will touch base with you next Monday night.
Very good. I will talk to you, see you, and hopefully things are still moving the Hawkeyes' way and no more casualties.
No more casualties. That's the issue. Put that on T-shirts at this point for this team. Mac McCausland joins us every Monday at 5:30 as we talk Hawkeye hoops and more with him. His thoughts on UNI. He says they're a tournament team.
I remember announcing one of Kyle Green's daughter's games when she was a freshman, and I was like, she doesn't have any offers yet, but I'm just going to take a guess of where she's going to eventually play her college ball. And she's now playing at UNI.
And AJ,
UNI family.
A couple honors today, College Sports Madness and the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Week, and UNI continuing to roll. That was a heck of a game against Drake at the McLeod Center. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll put the finishing touches on a Monday edition of the program and let you know what you've got to look forward to tomorrow during local programming here on KGYM.
Randy's Flooring is proud to be the only employee-owned flooring store in the state of Iowa. Hi, I'm Randy Ward, and I want you to know that when you visit any Randy's Flooring location, you're talking with an owner, someone who has a vested interest in making sure your project and your experience with Randy's is nothing short of extraordinary. Visit either of our premier locations in Cedar Rapids or Coralville. Randy's Flooring, committed to keeping the local and local flooring experts.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com
salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sets.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh! So what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Oh, thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $22 Shell gift card with a Pennzoil full synthetic purchase. Ends 2/23/20. Terms apply. Details at Pennzoil.com/oil change offer.
Welcome back in, 5:56, as we wrap up here on a Monday night. ESPN Radio here in Eastern Iowa, coming your way on 1600 AM, as well as 102.3 and 106.3 FM, and the all-new Jim OT, 107.5 FM. Now, if you're a 107.5 FM listener out there, you're accustomed to listening to 107.5 FM, and you're a little disappointed that you're not hearing ESPN programming during the day, it's on 102.3 FM. We didn't take anything away from you. It's just on a different frequency. So we do have fielded a question or two about some of the ESPN programming and what we did with it. It's still there. You can find it on 102.3 FM. We've got details at our website, kgymradio.com. Stick with us, because coming up tomorrow, local programming returns at 3 o'clock with the gym class hosted by Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, and they lead into us every day, Monday through Friday here at KGYM. A big thank you as we wrap up a Monday broadcast to our presenting sponsors, the good folks at Randy's Flooring. They've been Eastern Iowa's flooring leader for over 40 years and a proud partner of the UI Stead Family Children's Hospital for several years as well. You can get details on how select purchases at Randy's go directly to helping the UI Stead Family Children's Hospital at randysflooring.com. We will talk to you tomorrow, and that'll do it for a Monday edition of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Dum chugga chugga chugga, meow meow meow. Dum chugga chugga chugga, feel that confidence. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Did I say stop saving money? No. Dum chugga chugga chugga, meow meow meow.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other.